From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission, to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
Isaac Caruso.
Captain's Log, Stardate, February 28th, 2020. Today is our 47th day traveling throughout the Arizona sector on our one-year Salmon Sarah mission. Our expedition is to paint 44 murals throughout the Southwest. Each mural will be photographed and put into a children's book to tell one cohesive story. The hope of our artistic quest is to make meaningful contact with small civilizations throughout the Arizona Quadrant and to have this children's book inspire life forms beyond the reach of our ship. Our ship is a 2015 Nissan NV200 van retrofitted with a Coleman grill, a compact refrigerator, storage space, captain sleeping quarters, a ladder, and roughly 50 cans of spray paints. I'm eating Cliff Bars, MREs, eggs, tamales, and whatever delicious food my girlfriend makes me. This small vessel requires one crewmate, Commander Gustavo, my 2.5-year-old bull terrier rescue. This isn't the first day I've heard of the novel coronavirus, but it's the first time the news hasn't passed straight through my ears. Leaving the Florence, Arizona zone, I'm listening to NPR en route to the remote Ajo mining outpost. Commander Gustavo and I arrive before dark after making a rainy accidental detour through Oregon Pipe National Monument. The mural I'm painting is on the back of an old warehouse where many other galactic travelers have decided to park their ships. For 5 days, we sleep, eat, and paint behind this warehouse, creating the 22nd page of the Salmon Sarah children's book. Before I finish, another van passes by with two familiar captains. It's a kind couple I met in Florence who own a gallery on Main Street. I told them I would be working on the next page of my book in Ajo, so they decided to search for it. I invited them to come out of their ship, but they said they'd rather keep social distance and watch me work. I thought, that's a bit eccentric, but okay. Later that evening, my neighbor Wolf and I exchanged thoughts on how serious this COVID-19 really is next to his bright green minibus. Stardate, March 8th, 2020, Cottonwood, Arizona. Talk about the coronavirus is a very daily topic now. I first visited Cottonwood a few weeks ago to paint a page for the book. Cottonwood had open shops and foot traffic all along their main street. Now it does not. My primary medium for these murals is spray paint. To protect myself from harmful chemicals, I always wear a 3M respirator and mechanic's gloves, along with my glasses and a long-sleeve shirt. While I was wearing my gear, someone walked by and joked, "Come on, guy, the virus isn't that big of a deal." And I thought to myself, "I hope you're right, but better safe than sorry." Stardate, May 25th, 2020, Miami, Arizona. We've arrived in Miami, Arizona. The local government has arranged some amazing bed and breakfast accommodations for Commander Goose and I, with a full kitchen. And since the complimentary breakfast is suspended, we stop at the nearby Walmart and Globe to pick up our rations. Instead of carrying a cloth mask and a respirator, I choose to only bring my respirator with me. I figure it's one less thing to forget on my travels, and it's even more effective than an N95. However, I do look a bit overzealous and I sound like Darth Vader when I talk. Citizens of the Arizona Quadrant have recently begun a fierce debate over the masks. Are they necessary? Are they harmful? Are they part of an evil liberal agenda? I opt to wear mine for the sake of common sense and courtesy to others. As I'm shopping with this alien-looking equipment on my face, I feel stares from both pro- and anti-mask contingencies. I think they think I'm crazy. And for a moment, the tension I perceive between both factions is lifted, as they seem to agree that regardless of their differences, I'm ridiculous, if not completely out of my mind. I can't help but laugh, even if I sound like Lord Vader at the self-checkout. Stardate, June 12th, 2020, Sierra Vista, Arizona. The kind folk of Sierra Vista have invited us to paint a page of Sam and Sarah inside the children's section of their library. They've been closed for weeks with no schedule to fully reopen. Currently, they are providing a curbside service to the community and suspending late fees. Painting in a mostly empty room is especially good when you are dealing with noxious spray paint fumes. Gustavo is running amok throughout the historical nonfiction area, playing with the skeleton crew of librarians that seem to adore him. As I'm finishing up the mural, I look to where the toys used to be in the children's section of the library. A sign reads, "Our toys are on vacation. To prevent the spread of germs, our toys have been sent on a spa vacation. They will be back soon." And I wonder how long it's been up, and how long it will stay. I finish the piece and walk outside to take a few shots of the building with my drone. I edit this footage and put it into the project's website, samandsarah.org. Stardate, July 1st, 2020, traveling warp speed up the I-17 en route to Flagstaff. I feel a bit exhausted and overwhelmed, but overall, very fulfilled. I've created other murals for the Sam and Sarah project in Tubac, Phoenix, Camp Verde, Black Canyon City, and Queen Valley, with Flagstaff, Tucson, Williams, Globe, and Payson on the ship's manifest. It is my hope that people traveling to find my work will have an adventure of their own, and also boost the tourism economy of these smaller Arizona towns who are hurting from the COVID-19 depression. Being able to connect with people is very important to me. And while the COVID crisis has made this endeavor much more difficult, I feel blessed that I've been able to pursue this outlet for connection and make public art for people during a time when I would otherwise feel much more isolated in Arizona.
Captain's Log, Stardate 2263.2. Today is our 966th day in deep space, a little under 3 years into our 5-year mission. The more time we spend out here, the harder it is to tell where one day ends and the next one begins. It can be a challenge to feel grounded when even gravity is artificial, but, well, we do what we can to make it feel like home. The crew, as always, continues to act admirably despite the rigors of our extended stay here in outer space and personal sacrifices they have made. We continue to search for new life forms in order to establish firm, diplomatic ties. Our extended time in uncharted territories has stretched the ship's mechanical capacities, but fortunately, our engineering department, led by Mr. Scott, is more than up to the job. The ship aside, prolonged cohabitation has definitely had effects on interpersonal dynamics. Some experiences for better, and some for the worse. As for me, things have started to feel a little episodic. Welcome to Captain's Log Update. My name is Dominic Castelli. That was a reading from the Chris Pine monologue at the beginning of the 2016 Star Trek movie Beyond. The stated reality of the 23rd century seems to have an all too familiar ring to it. The difficulties they're dealing with strongly resonate with the struggles most of us seem to be experiencing lately. Even though Beyond is a fictional story, it sounds all too real as we find ourselves in the same situation on space missions of our own. Now, the aspect I love most about the Star Trek movies and television series is how a seemingly small crew of a lone starship is able to collaboratively come together time and time again to overcome all those ridiculous challenges they face out in space. They never fail. Just like in Star Trek, we're all facing some serious challenges of our own. I want to share a few quotes from the movies and television series that serve to comfort and motivate me during this pandemic situation. Hopefully, it'll do the same for you. For everything, there is a first time. In the movie Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Spock remarks to Admiral Kirk of his colleague Sobek, who is piloting the starship out of space dock for the first time. For everything, there is a first time. Don't you agree, Admiral? I don't know about you, but this is the first time I've dealt with living through a pandemic. It's forced us to undergo the learning process of how to navigate out of our own little spaceport safely and sanely so that we may continue our personal missions. We are not born knowing and must be patient and flexible in the learning curve. I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. Chief Engineer Montgomery Scott definitely knew a thing or two about experimentation and persistence. During crisis scenes, you could hear Scotty screaming, "I'm giving her all she's got, Captain!" Even as the ship was under attack or faced imminent destruction, Scotty could be counted on to continue innovating and solving problems with new and clever approaches. No matter how severe the pressure, he simply never gave up. Lately, we've all been living the "I'm giving her all she's got" lifestyle. And with enough innovation and persistence, we will get through this crisis, just like Scotty did time and time again. To boldly go where no man has gone before. Putting aside the gendered language and split infinitive that reflects the era in which the original Star Trek was written, to boldly go where no man has gone before reflected the crew's understanding that they would encounter exotic and novel worlds populated by life forms that could possibly alter the Federation of Planets' fortunes. Similarly, as we move forward in our personal and societal exploration of life during and after this pandemic, we're also needing to accept that our lives have been permanently changed as the result of our interaction with a new life form discovered not very far from home. In conclusion, I'd like to leave you with one last quote from The Wrath of Khan. In the final pivotal scene, Spock states, "Logic clearly dictates that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few." Captain Kirk responds, "Or the one." Be logical, wash your hands, practice social distancing, and wear your mask. Live long and prosper.
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project. where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
Captain's Log, Stardate 729.20. This is Sharkheart. Except for a brief jaunt by car to Los Angeles for the work my husband is doing on the James Webb Space Telescope, I have now been home for nearing 5 months. We have mostly limited our trips to essential errands. I have not gone on the tours of the West Coast and Europe that were planned for April and May. Instead, I've been advocating for the survival of the music industry with the National Independent Venue Association, and writing more emails to my state representatives than ever before. I have ventured out to protest in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and the research my husband and I are doing to learn more about the way our criminal justice system disproportionately impacts people of color makes me extra glad I voted for Laura Conover for Pima County Attorney. I encourage everyone to vote on August 4th. I've also been baking chocolate chip cookies, sewing masks, doing small car repairs, and finally reaching my goal number of 10 pull-ups. I've been watching shows like Soundtrack, an absorbing but emotionally manipulative drama, Watchmen, a superb superhero series that provides an American history lesson, and Little Voice, an admittedly terrible confection. And reading books like Me and White Supremacy, a workbook I highly recommend for every white person, and Stamped from the Beginning, a dense but enlightening history of how racist ideas developed. An exciting thing, I recently received the masters of my new album, and I am planning its release in the fall or winter. If anyone hearing this transmission would like to sign the letter to Congress at saveourstages.com, perhaps independent music venues will be saved, and one day I will do a tour in support of this album and play shows at venues that might have closed without your voice in support of them. Before that, though, I have just released a song called More Than This. It's about the idea that being here as a human being is what makes you worth something. Not how much you work, not what you achieve, not your level of commercial success. I wrote it at a time last year when I wished someone would say these things to me, and now I want to be the person saying these things to anyone who needs to hear them right now, in this moment, with record unemployment and a government that just keeps on prioritizing money over any one or even 100,000 of our lives. You still matter. And if the rest of the world tells you that you don't, the rest of the world is wrong. I am feeling many things all at once lately. Sad and hopeful, anxious and excited, angry and determined, capable and resolved, tender and overwhelmed. I have been listening to the song Dying Here by Sam Ray, which will be released on August 7th. And crying when she gets to the chorus every time. But I'm glad to be alive, even in this time. Maybe especially in this time. There is so much we can do right now to create change.
When you've tried everything you can think of, and you wanna give up, and there are no words. When you're lower than you thought you could go, and you weren't prepared for how much it hurts. When the world won't let you rise up,
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Tonight we heard logs from roving muralist Isaac Caruso, fellow Trekkie and KXCI DJ Dominic, and local Tucson musician Sharkheart. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your life with us. Sending good thoughts your way, Isaac, Dominic, and Sharkheart. As for music played today, you just heard Sharkheart's new song, More Than This. We also heard from Sheila Chandra and the Ganges Orchestra, Volcor X, music for Spaceports, and behind me right now is music from Soda Light. You can find our complete playlist and listen to all past Captain's Log programs, as well as get links to loggers' projects such as Isaac's mural and book project and Sharkheart's new music at kxci.org. Have you been listening to our show and want to submit a log? Email me at amya@kxci.org. It's easy and I can help you if you are new to recording. I'd really love to hear from you. And be sure to check our new Facebook page to get show updates and some nerdy Star Trek info to cheer up your day. I'm Amy A., signing off for this week with the words of late Congressman John Lewis from his final essay. Though I may not be here with you, I urge you to answer the highest calling of your heart and stand up for what you truly believe.
Live long and prosper.